Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SPML Infra Limited's Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranay Prem Kumar from AdFactors PR Investor Relations team. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. From the senior management, we have with us Mr. Manoj Sigga, Director Commercial and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Malay Kanti Chakravorty, Executive Vice President. Before we begin the conference call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during the course of today's call may be forward-looking in nature, including those related to the future financial and operating performances, benefits and synergies of the company strategies, future opportunities, and growth of the market of the company's services. Further, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's conference may involve risks and uncertainties. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Manoj Sigga.
Thanks, everybody. Good evening, and thank you all for joining the Q1.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. So your voice is very muffled, sir. They're not able to hear you clearly.
Good evening, and thank you all. Is it clear now?
No, sir, it's still muffled.
Is it clear now? Hello? Now?
I'll disconnect and try reconnecting you, sir. Just allow me a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding the line. We have the line for the management reconnected. So please go ahead.
Sorry. Thank you once again. Good evening and thank you all for joining the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. I give you a quick overview of the industry trends, business updates, and then I'll speak to you.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. We have the line for the management reconnected, so please go ahead.
Sorry, some technology issue. Now is it clear?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. Please go ahead, sir. We can hear you.
Okay. Good evening and thank you all for joining the Q1 FY25 earning conference call of SPML Infra Limited. I'll give you a brief overview of the industry trend, business update, and will also take you through the company's financial performance. As regarding water sector, despite global headwinds of war and economic slowdown, Indian economy continue to display Reliance growth momentum with 8.2% growth in Q3 FY24. RBI continued with its expectation of 7.2% growth in FY25. Infrastructure plays a pivotal role in accelerating India's overall development and will be the major driving factors towards the goal of becoming a 5 trillion in Indian economy by 2025. This is further strengthened by the government allocation of 11.11 lakh crore towards the infrastructure development across the country. Given that India has become a water-stressed country, creating robust infrastructure needed for water security is now essential. The recent Union Budget gave emphasis on building water supply, sewage treatment and solid waste management projects with substantial budget allocation along with services for 100 large cities through bankable projects in partnership with multilateral development banks in commendable. We expect that Indian water market will grow, creating better opportunities for us. It is essential that by 2000, it is estimated that by 2050, water availability would only be around 750 billion cubic meters as against the demand of 1,500 billion cubic meters. Making a water-scarce country, India water infrastructure market is estimated to reach at 2.08 billion by next year, registering a CAGR growth of 9.75%. In the past 5 years, the Government of India has undertaken the improvement of water being a scarce resource and being essential for human life and economic growth has initiated various initiatives focused towards water distribution and wastewater treatment. Some flagship programs including Jal Jeevan Mission, Urban and Rural, Amrut 2.0, Namami Gange, along with other schemes such as Padmanabhan Mantri, Krishnishan Yojana, Har Khet Ko Pani, Dam Rehabilitation and Improvement Project, DRIP Phase 2 and 3, National River Linking Project, National Watershed Project, Atul Bhujbal Yojana and National Hydrology Program. All these schemes put together have an estimated total outflow of approximately 10 lakh crore. SPML Business and Operations. As we complete 43 years of operation in water supply and distribution and wastewater treatment segment this August, I once again welcome you to the start of a fresh financial year and another quarter of a strong performance. We pride in being one of the leading integrated water management company with a key focus on water infrastructure development. With a strong pre-qualification criteria coupled with superior project selection technique, we are assured of participation in the government initiative towards the water infrastructure. With our strength, significant capabilities and expertise, we aim to stay ahead of our competitors. We have completed almost 700 turnkey projects across India and provided drinking water facility to 50 million plus people. We have the strong belief that India has the potential to reduce the gap between the water demand and supply. Given the immense opportunity in the water business, where the company has significant expertise and strength going forward, the company wants to exclusively focus on the water sector, particularly on the bulk water supply, as it offers better project execution and financial return. With 10 years of experience in handling the O&M of individual water supply projects, the company has a superior track record in water EPC sector. We have a requisite pre-qualification in executing several individual drinking water supply and management projects worth over 1,500 crore, along with laying down over 10,000 kilometers of water pipeline project. We have a long-standing relationship with various central and state government bodies, we seek to leverage this strong position to continue building over ourselves to become the leading player. Our focus is towards building a strong order book by bidding for selected but targeted projects with complete life cycle engagement, and seeks to optimize cost by executing project on a subcontract basis, which would eliminate bank guarantee, avoid penalties, and remove execution delay. We seek to be risk averse by applying escrow mechanism to reduce strain on the working capital. Our focus from here on would be to work on increasing our profitability rather than just working on our top line by understanding higher margin project and moving towards the funding project and cash risk stage where payment are guaranteed. We have already placed bid for certain projects and we are positive about receiving the same. We are pleased to inform you that the company is embarking towards the substantial with the publication of our first business relationship and sustainability report, BRSR. We are taking a significant step in aligning our operations with global environment, social and governance ESG standards. The report not only showcases our current non-financial performance across environment, social and governance related parameters, but it also set the stage for our future commitments in this place. The said BSR report will be part of our FY24 annual accounts. With the aforesaid focus strategy of the business, the promoter is processed to improving the liquidity of the company and infused over ₹150 crore in last 5 years and successfully completed the debt issue with the lenders and ready to grow the company along with the growing opportunity in the water sector. As a process of growth, the company is further exploring the possibility to raise the funds to improve the liquidity further from the current level. In spite of continuous infusion of funds, the promoter stake further reduced due to allotment of 12.5% shareholdings to the lenders through NARCL in the process of debt resolution. Comes to the SPML quarterly performance, we would now move towards our quarterly financial performance. On a standalone basis, we recorded revenue of 221.3 crore in Q1 financial year 25 as compared to 256 crore in Q4 financial year 24. This is after excluding the one-time receipt of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme of 208 crore. This reduction is primarily contributing towards the slowdown of operation due to election. The impact of which will also remain partly in Q2. The company envisages that the operation after Q2 onwards will improve gradually. Our EBITDA was recorded at rupees 27 crore compared to 30 crore in the last quarter. This 30 crore is after excluding Vivad Se Vishwas receipt of 208 crore and exceptional item of rupees 170 crore included in the other expenses. We recorded a PAT of rupees 13 crore in Q1 FY25 as compared to 17 crore in last quarter. The difference is mainly on account of applicability of MAT tax in the current quarter and gain on exceptional item in the last quarter. For Q1 financial year 25, our EBITDA margin and PAT margin stood at 12% and 6% respectively, which we aim to sustain going forward. Currently, there is more than 30,000 worth of order availability towards the various states, and the company is targeting to participate in more than 10,000 crore worth of order this year, and we are expecting to achieve our required target order book in the aforesaid orders. With this, we continue our opening remarks. We conclude our opening remarks. Thank you for listening to us. We now open the floor for any question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Thanks for the detailed explanation. In terms of bid pipeline, as you said, that 10,000 crore bid pipeline we have, and we are going to get significant out of that. So how, in terms of BG requirement and all, how we are placed, do we need more fundraising to get these orders, or we are adequately placed as of now?
At the moment, as I explained, around 32,000 crore of tenders are floated in the market at various states, out of which, as we have a very robust system of selecting the order book, which is very low risk averse and which is profit making and easy to execute, fast to complete. So out of these, we have around 10,000 crore of order book we are targeting, that we will bid, and from that we are expecting roughly around 2,000 to 3,000 crore, which we are targeting for the current financial year. We will get with that. The BG requirement normally starts from 1% to 5%. It depends upon bid to bid. We have roughly around 100 crore of 84 crore of fixed deposit, which is in our hand. We are expecting further amount from Vivad Se Vishwas of approximately around 40 crore. So we have, and we have some warrant of the promoter. So roughly around 150 crore is availability is there, visibility is there for the fund for the BG purpose. We are exploring the possibility of raising, because of the various opportunity available in the water sector, and we can accelerate our growth. We are exploring at the company level that whether we should target to further fundraising, but till date there is no conclusion has happened into this aspect.
Okay. And what is the current order book position as of now?
Current order book we have around 2,000 crore.
Okay, because as per last PPT, order book position was 1,300 crore. So have we added 700 crore?
So this order book is including of our JV. So this is roughly around 2,000 crore inclusive of all.
Okay. And one more question with respect to other income and interest. Can you explain, how we are going to account this 270 crore over next 8 years, or it will be accounted over, how it is going to be accounted?
This the difference between the two options, 276 crore.
Yeah. So
on quarterly basis,
how will?
Pardon?
On quarterly basis, you are going to account this for how long?
It is 8 years. Basically, as per the Ind AS requirement, since we have we have recorded the loan at the NPV. And the benefit of also the two scheme we have referred as the deferred revenue income. So both will be continuing for the next 8 years.
Okay. So every year there will be close to 50 crore other income from this accounting, right?
This will proportionately keep on reducing based on the repayment to the NARCL.
Okay.
So this year it will be roughly around 48 crore, and roughly around 32, 33 crore will be the interest cost. But both are only provisional entry.
Okay. And this 600 crore zero coupon NCD, which is as on June, after making payment of 225 crore?
NCD, it is in our sanction letter, it is very, very clearly written, the day we pay the 700 crore, out of which 224 crore we have already paid, the NC will be relinquished immediately. So we don't have to pay anything into that.
So technically we have close to 475 crore debt, right? After paying 224 crore.
We have that, and this year we have identified 40 crore of the property, which is the advanced stage of negotiation with the buyer. So that 40 crore will further reduce into this year as a loan.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Chirag Jain from Yoga Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had a few questions. Sir, first question is on the fundraise. So what would the fundraise size that we are looking for?
At the moment, it is at very drawing board level, so we will not able to conclude. But we are exploring the opportunity. At this moment, we have not decided fully.
So it would be in the second part of the financial year?
Let first we internally discuss, and then we will put up into the board. And once we have, then we will do the process. But if it happens, it will be in this year.
Okay. Got it. So next on the revenue and margins, so how are we looking at FY25 going ahead at revenue and margins?
As I told you, the water sector is very growing. Water sector opportunities are very high. Our qualification is such that we are qualifying in almost all the orders which are coming because of our past 30, 40 years of operation in the water sector. And we are targeting, even after this long voluminous opportunity, we are targeting very limited, high profitable, fully funded, easy to operate, easy to execute project in the range of 3,000 to 4,000 crore in the current financial year. So once, and with the EBITDA margin of reasonably decent size, more than 10%, so this will improve our profitability going forward.
Okay. Sir, so let's try it other way. So we have 2,000 crores of order book in hand currently. So what's the execution period? So what part of the 2,000 crore would be booked in FY25?
This will be completed into next 2.5 to 3 years. So okay. you can make around 40% this year, 50% next year, 10% next to next year.
Okay. Fair enough. Understood.
Approx.
Okay. Yeah. No works. And the margins remaining in double digit around.
These are the old books. Here the margin may not be double digit, but the new order, whatever we are targeting, our target is margin more than double digit.
Okay. So have we won any new order during the quarter ones?
No, quarter one, if you see, up to the election, there is a Achar Sahita, so no order initiation and tender initiation has happened. It started last month, and the process will take 2 to 3 months. So by that time, we should get one order.
Okay, fair enough. That's the last question before I get back in the queue. So I just wanted to know, is there any liability remaining that remains to be booked till date on the balance sheet? So like any equity infusion or any other liability that's remaining to be booked on the balance sheet?
So all the assets and liability we have booked, we have reviewed very, very extensively in the last year accounts, 31st March. And whatever is required to be provided, etc., we have provided. So I don't think nothing is left. Then it's a normal business transaction. Whichever will happen, we'll keep on accounting.
And no receivable is left. Bad debt is left on the balance sheet. Bad debt also.
So we have made extensive provisions. So I don't think now anything is pending.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. I will get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tej Patel from Nivesh I. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, am I audible?
You are audible, Vishal.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I'm not getting on how come our order book be 2,000 crores. At the end of the last quarter, our order book was 1,300 crores and we haven't received any order inflow in this quarter. So can you elaborate?
As I told you, there is if our order book is roughly around 1,100 crore, and then, means you can say 1,000 crore is our order book, 1,000 crore is the JV book. When we've taken the business on the JV, that order is also executed our share into our accounts. So both together, our the last earning call, whatever I have told, that is my order book, which is around 1,000 crore into the current as of now, because we have booked certain amount into the last quarter.
Or it's out of the 1,000 crore is with SPML, right?
Sitting by us, and 1,000 crore is by through a JV.
Okay, got it. Sir, how much would how much would be the O&M part in this order book?
O&M part, I will check, but it will not be much. Roughly around, it will be around 100 crore. But I'll check and let you know.
Okay.
It will be around 100 crore.
Okay, got it. So out of 1,000 odd crores, 100 crores would be around O&M.
Right.
And sir, these are all direct orders won by SPML, or you have some subcontracting orders also included?
No, this is our
order. Okay. And sir, we told last call that we were supposed to win a arbitration award from the state of Arunachal Pradesh, which was at the in its final hearing. So any move on that?
It's going on. But it is really at advanced stage, so we can expect any day orders of that, maybe in September to get the order of that, but the execution will further take one and a half years. So the money receipt we can target in next 2 years.
And so we were also planning to, sell around 15 odd crores of, non-core assets to, pay off a bit of obligation from the NSL.
We have decided roughly around 50 crore, 40 crore of non-core assets we are selling, and we are paying to the NARCL. That work is going at very advanced stage. We have made the publication, and now the final offers are going to come. That is going to be settled and paid by January or February.
Okay, got it. And sir, as we scale up throughout this year, where could we see the margins, settling up for this year and, let's say, the next year? Could it touch, let's say, 6, 7 or 8% this year, and probably, let's say, a normal 10% which you are guiding next year?
That, as I told you, any order book, because of the enough opportunity in the market, and basically SPML size and the order book, there is totally disproportionate in nature, because if I can bid, if it is a 1 lakh crore, I can bid at 80,000 crore, but I have to take the order book. I am very, very selective, because as I told you in my earning speech, that we will not be rushed towards taking the order. We will take the quality orders, high profitable orders, and we will see that our order book, our turnover, our order size, which we are targeting 3,000 to 4,000 crore this year, with a high profitable business, which is easy to operate, easy to complete, good states, fully funded, and the DPR is completed. So if it is that, and we are also targeting the bulk order where the piping is there, so that we can do the escrow mechanism with the pipe manufacturer, which will reduce my working capital substantially. So these are few parameters by which we are targeting the orders, and there is enough order in the market of those targeted areas. And whatever order we are going to select, the profit margin will be more than 2 digits. That is our minimum target area for taking the business.
Got it, sir. And any move, towards, let's say, final stages for other also arbitration awards which we have already filed?
All are working on, because the first arbitration award is definitely on the Arunachal. But all are progressing at a very proper stage, and development is happening. So our target is that we will get 2 years Arunachal award, and within that time, or maybe one more year, we'll have one or two more awards. So the total award book in our book is roughly around 604 crore. And we have to pay to NARCL roughly around 400 crore, so which is the leftover amount. So we will have decent size of earning in next 5 to 6 years from the accrual of award, after the payment to the NARCL.
Okay. And so do we have, you know, a relationship with JITF Logistics, you know, probably which is probably, which we came to know that is a little party entity, you know, which is in similar line of business. So do we have any relationship with that?
Which company?
JITF, JIFT Logistics.
No, no, we don't have.
Okay, 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 sir. That's all from my side as of now. I will join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Subhash from Value Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to ask, I know that in Q1 it was muted when it comes to order winning, but in Q2 and Q3, as you said, you might win some orders. So can we expect you to notify the stock exchanges about the order wins?
Pardon? Order which are going to be taken?
Yeah, whenever you win orders in the future, would you be notifying the stock exchanges?
This is by statute we have to announce to the stock exchange. So whenever we win the order, we will inform to the stock exchange.
Okay, got it. And also, when I look at the note number 6 in the result, it clearly indicates the other income that you have included, that is 12 crores with regards to Vivad Se Vishwas, I mean the agreement that you have signed with the NARCL, right? The difference amount, you will be realizing it every quarter, I understand. But could you give a breakup of the finance cost that you have shown?
No, the finance cost also, there are two factors, as I told you. The finance cost, we have, as discussed in the last conference call, that we have discounted our loan book of 700 crore into the 511 crore. Basically, as the Ind AS requirement and the NPV of 189 crore, we have booked into that. This we have to be unwind every year up to the 7 years. This is again the Ind AS requirement. So in the finance cost, roughly around 8.6 crore. That transaction, this is only the provisional entry. We have to book every year, and it will show as an interest, but nothing is payable. The same is payable in the accumulated 700 crore. The same way there, the NARCL has given us the two options. One option is 700 crore, second is 967 crore. The difference between the first option and second option, we have booked as a deferred revenue income. And that deferred revenue income also we keep on charging into the next 8 years. Because in the eighth year, or earlier year, whenever we pay the full to NARCL, then these two entries will get nullified into our balance sheet. So till 8 years, both there will be around 12 crore every quarter, proportionately reduce and increase based on the repayment schedule. This will keep on charging from the as other income, and there is a 8.6 crore. That will keep on debiting as a finance charge into the interest expenses, but both are provisional entry.
Okay, this doesn't affect your cash flow, is what you mean, the actual cash?
It's not affecting any way our cash flow. We have to pay 700 crore and that is sacrosanct. We don't have to pay more that. Out of which 224 we have paid, 40 we are paying into this financial year from the sale of property.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Thank you for the clarification. So out of the 10.29 crores of finance cost, what is the actual finance cost that is actually affecting your cash flow? Maybe you would have taken some short-term loans, right, for the project?
Charges, etc. This is total 1.45 crore. 1.5 crore that you can say is the finance cost in 30th June.
Okay, just 1.5 crore. Okay. Thank you.
1.5.
And just my last question. So do you have any, can you quantify the revenue guidance for FY25 or FY26? Like, what is the target revenue, the number that you are targeting for the year?
Based on our order book, we are targeting roughly around 2,000 to 3,000 crore order book into this financial year. When we will get how much we will execute into this financial year, that will get impacted. From our existing operation of our order book from us and JV, we will book roughly around 50% we will book. So the whole year from the our operation and JV will book around 800 to 1000 crore, plus the order book whatever will come. When we will get, how much will be implemented into this year, we will keep on updating you in every quarter.
Sure. So you clearly guided us that around, I mean not exactly, but around 50% of the 2000 crore order book will be booked in FY25, right?
50% we will book into this year.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much. That's all I have.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Tej Patel from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. Again, I wanted to know, you already say that, you know, the 10,000 crore worth of opportunity that you are looking in, but can you give, you know, and you are expecting around 2,000 odd crores of order inflow this year and then probably in the next financial year too, but can you, what would be your bidding pipeline, you know, the number of projects you have bid and in terms of value, how much would it, that be right now?
As I told you, we have made our certain guidelines. One is our eligibility, second is the business opportunity, third is our internal guidelines. So if you see the opportunity, the government has a spending of roughly around 10 lakh crore in next 5 to 6 years, so there will be opportunity of 1 lakh to 1 lakh 50,000 crore definitely into every year in the water sector. Number two, our eligibility will be around 75 to 80% into that, subject to the tender size which they are going to be published. Third, our targeted, because we have made certain discipline into our organization that how, which type of business we are going to pick, for which we have a main criteria, it is a fully funded project, it should be easy to operate, it should be completed within 3 years or 4 years of operation, it should be mainly into the bulk area. So all these targets which we have made, we are targeting that roughly around, at the moment it is 10,000 crore of order which is in our targeted area. It should be around 40,000-50,000 crore into our targeted area in a year. And our target is 3,000 to 5,000 crore. To be taken from this 40,000-50,000 crore of business.
Okay, I get your you know, your strategy and the market size which you are telling me, but I wanted to know, have we bid for any projects as of now? You know, have we put bids for any projects? Because
as I told you, 10,000 crore we have, out of which roughly around 3,000 crore, 4,000 crore we have already bid. Rest of the things, their bidding date is coming. So whenever it will come, we will keep on bidding. Afterwards, maybe next month, again few bid will come. And out of our targeted project, we will keep on bidding.
Okay, so you are saying right now you have bidded for projects for around 3,000 crores.
It is out of this 10,000 crore, we have bidded quite a bit. I will give the exact figure, but we bid quite a bit. And we are targeting that out of which few of you, we should get succeeded in a month or two.
Okay, and sir, what's our current, sir, pardon me, you know, if I ask this question again, but what is our current, you know, FDE which we have right now? So I just wanted to know the, how much bank guarantees, you know, we can take up so as to, you know, to beat more number of projects.
As I told you, we have the visibility. At the moment, we have around 80-90 crore of fixed deposit. We have the visibility in next 2 to 3 months, another 40-50 crore of Vivad Se Vishwas money, which is at the final stage, and any day we can come. And we have the promoter's warrant also, so roughly around 160-170 crore visibility we have. That fund will be available for the BG purpose. We are also talking to the bank for further BG limit. So this fund, the 150 crore, will be available for me for getting the order book of 3,000 crore. So that is sufficient. Well, we are also exploring for fundraising. If that happens, that will give further ability of bidding. Plus, we are discussing with the banks for the bank limit also.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, just I wanted to know, you know, a bookkeeping question. Sir, you said the order book is, you know, the rest 1,000 crore is with the JV, right? But in terms of top line, the revenue would come from only those 1,000 crores order books which you have and which you will be executing, right?
Our portion also come into the our revenue. So roughly around 2,000 will come into our revenue, out of which 40% to 50% this year and next year 40% to 50%.
Okay. No problem, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Megha from PI Square Investments. Please go ahead.
My question is on the other income. If you could just specify the nature of the other income that we've received this quarter and what is the amount we're expecting in the quarter going forward?
This other income is mainly including of the deferred portion of the deferred revenue expenditure of 12.5 crore. That will come into every quarter approximately. And rest is basically the interest income, etc., on the FD what we have.
Okay, so this is likely to continue?
Both will likely to continue. Interest will keep on increasing and this will likely to continue next 8 years.
Okay, and I joined the call a little late. Just wanted to understand the drop in the top line, about 40% compared to June 23. Even QOQ, it's a big drop. So what's the reason for that?
So if you see, the top line of ours is basically, if you see the last year, last quarter it is 463, but out of this 208 crore is from the Vivad Se Vishwas. So if you exclude that 208 crore, then we are coming roughly around 254 crore that is the operating revenue against the 206 crore in the current financial year. So that certain roughly around 50 crore reduction, 45-50 crore reduction is mainly on account of There was an election, so the first quarter got impacted due to the operation into the election period. Some lag over will remain into the second quarter also, so that will reduce the turnover of first quarter. Second quarter also will remain approximately the same. From third quarter onward, the new order book and existing order book both will add, and then the turnover will increase.
Okay, so second half looks strong for us.
Second half looks strong for us.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Ram from Ashika Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to know, what is the bank limit or bank guarantee that we put while bidding? I want to be specific here. What is the performance bank guarantee and what is the advance bank guarantee that we put with a bank while bidding for a particular project?
It depends on the project to project and state to state. So it starts from there are 1% to 5%, which is the performance bank guarantee. That depends which are the project we bid and which are the tender condition. Advanced bank guarantee, since we have the fund, we will not take the advanced bank guarantee. So basically the 5%, 1 to 5% is the bank guarantee, which will be required for taking of any project. Earlier, there were a few projects which has been come without the bank guarantee. I don't know in future also if any project government may announce into that. But at the moment, whatever tender is there are ranging between 1% to 5% performance bank guarantee.
Got it, sir. And one more question. How do you see an uptick in your margins? You have given a double-digit margin guidance for FY25. And how and why do you see uptick in margins?
These are the tenders, because if you see existing tender, one, there is a limited player remain into the EPC and into the water sector who has the qualification what we have. There are 4-5 players that only remain into that. There is a business opportunity which is there. So there is a less cut-through competition into that. And then we have the select expertise and our control into the various cost element into the subcontractor, supplier, etc. So all these projects which we are evaluating only if it is more than double digit margin. And which are
one.
There are enough projects. This 10,000 crore which we are targeting, all are more than double digit.
Okay, got it. And last question. Do you see any increase in order inflow from wastewater treatment? Because we have seen in budget the focus on wastewater treatment plants. So any...
recently announced the AMRUT, the fundraising on the AMRUT. So these are the wastewater. So this will keep on. If you see in the water, the World Bank has given at least India needs the 20 lakh crore investment. And the government also realized that if they are not focused and make the investment into the water sector, India will face a serious crisis on the water. When we say about the water, it is in all round, because the one is the pipeline, second is the distribution to the household and irrigation, third is the sewerage. So all the three areas you will find good development, good growth, good business opportunity. Over and above, there is one more opportunity which are going to come, which will be in big way, is the river linking. That is, the government has also decided. There is some two dam linking we have in the Soni 1, 2, 3, where we are developing all the three projects. But these are going to come, which will further make the investment into the country on the water sector. So if you ask me, my personal opinion, roughly around 20 to 25 lakh crore is going to come into the water, and the execution will be next 10 to 15 years. So in the water sector, the growth story will be in next 10 to 15 years, which is going to remain.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shubhash from Value Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, so thank you for giving the opportunity again. I was just calculating the revenue as per your guidance. So from the last year's revenue, I took out the amount that you received from Vivad Se Vishwas. So even after taking that amount, your revenue was, for FY24, was more than 1,000 crores. Right? But now when you said 50% of the 1,100 crore order book that you have will be executed in this year, it will come only up to 500-600 crore. So I'm assuming that as you win orders in Q2 to Q4, considering all that, will you beat last year's revenue?
No beat, so we will decide in the every quarter based on the order book we receive. But okay. If you see, as I told you, 2,000 crore JV and my own order book we have, our share of JV and our own order book I have, 2,000 crore, roughly around 40 to 50% are going to be into this year. So this will be roughly around 800-2,000 crore is we are going to give into this financial year.
But that doesn't affect the top line, right? I mean, the JV part, I'm saying.
That will affect the top line because this is our share of JV, so it will come into
our okay. Got it.
Now, whatever order we will win, which will keep on informing to you and to all the investors through the stock exchange, how much we will execute, that will add into that.
Got it. Right. So out of the total 2,000 crore order book, your own plus your share of JV is how much?
This is our share of JV. Together we are talking about. Only our share I am talking. So roughly around 1,000 crore you can say.
Okay, got it. And can we expect any rating upgrades? Because I think as per the last rating report, it only said that the company or they did not cooperate to give more information. So, I mean, since you will be looking for fundraising in the future or you would need funds for order wins, right? Would you be looking for rating upgrades in the near future? Your balance sheet is any cleaner now.
We are discussing with the rating agencies.
Okay.
And we are discussing with them. Maybe this financial year we may get the upgrade in the rating also.
In this year, okay, great. Okay, sir. So out of the total order book, is it pure EPC order book or you have any other project as well?
Only EPC, because we are... So
okay.
The book is only EPC and mainly on water.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Tikka for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for giving your time. And we will be happy if anybody has any specific query to be discussed or one-to-one. AdFactor is our IR agency. So any information you want, the AdFactor, you can approach to the AdFactor also. We have Mr. Kapil Joshi. Is our investor relations. So anybody has any want, any information, they can approach to the Kapil Joshi. And we will be happy to meet and resolve any of your query at any point of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of FPML Infra Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.